Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we honor a man who presided over the final days of the Cold War. A leader who embodies the honor and dignity that are the heart of the American spirit. This man fought for his country as a soldier and as an office holder, lifting up others as he went along. It is my proud honor to introduce to you the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. The nominees for Best Production in Sports Broadcasting for the Northeast Region are Boston Red Sox Baseball, NESN, the Frozen Four Tournament, ESPN, Jets Roundtable, CBS New York, and Mike and the Mad Dog, WFAN. And the Emmy goes to the Frozen Four Tournament, ESPN. Tonight, the Texas A&M Health System recognizes three unsung heroes. Melinda Gomez, Juanita Bonilla, and James Gibb have collectively donated over 10,000 hours of their time as volunteer first responders within our coverage area. They have saved countless lives and contributed to positive medical outcomes for thousands of patients. Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada, and thank you for attending CES 2017, the largest trade show in the USA. Over the next 4 days, you will have the opportunity to see the bleeding edge of what's new in technology and how it is being applied to consumer goods. Here's a preview of what you can expect. Good evening, and welcome to this special PBS presentation of Puccini's classic La Bohème, performed live by the Metropolitan Opera. Tonight's production is the work of Franco Zeffirelli and will feature 4 acts and 2 intermissions. Now, please welcome to the stage tonight's conductor, Alexander Soddy. Peter Franklin is not just a living legend, he's a part of the very DNA of Cisco Systems. Over a 30-year career, Peter pioneered software breakthroughs that power millions of systems around the world. But Peter has been more than a software engineer during his time at Cisco. Peter, a mentor, a sounding board for ideas that are inspiring, and some that were a little crazy, has been a source of inspiration for new hires and a moral touchstone for those who faced ethical dilemmas. In a word, Peter is a friend to the company and to the people who work here.